It is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. I have approximately 6 more minutes to explain what that means. And of course, I can't. Why? Because, as we have all heard our whole lives, it's a what? A mystery. Which is really a good thing. Albert Einstein, probably the smartest man of the 20th century, once wrote this: "The most beautiful thing we can ever experience is the mysterious." This from a man who knew more than anyone else in his time. The most beautiful thing we can ever experience is the mysterious. And he went on to say, mystery, it is the source of all true art and all science. He to whom this emotion is a stranger, he who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. You see, a mystery is not the same thing as a problem. Problems are for us to solve. Mysteries are for us to ponder and to astound and delight us. And we have such a mystery. In fact, we have many. And one of them is ourselves. As much as we know about ourselves in the 21st century, there is still more, so much more, that we do not know about ourselves. In the year 1292, the Sorbonne Library in Paris housed 1,338 books, handwritten, bound, representing all of man's accumulated knowledge spanning several thousand years. In contrast, today, worldwide, way more than that many books are published every day. It is said that one Sunday edition of the New York Times contains more information than a typical adult was exposed to in a lifetime 100 years ago. If we, with all that we know about ourselves and about our world, are still an ocean of mystery, how much more is God the mystery of mysteries? The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this, that the mystery of the Trinity is the deepest and most important mystery of our faith, because it is the source of all the other mysteries of our faith. In fact, the basic reason for our being Christian is our belief in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. The Trinity is also the key to how we should live our lives as Christians. What we know of this mystery of mysteries is only what God has revealed to us. Namely, that God is a relational God, a blessed community of persons, united and equal, no person greater than the other, all of them living with and for one another, so much so that they are but one God. Our readings today also give us deeper insight into the nature of God. Moses experienced God on the mountain, and he said, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger, rich in kindness and fidelity." And in the gospel, Jesus says to Nicodemus, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." In other words, God is a giver, a giving God, a gracious God, a saving God, who wants us to believe and who wants us to live forever. And our goal is to live like that. After all, we are made in the image and likeness of God. St. Paul sums it up beautifully in the second reading with his stark advice for the Corinthians. "Put your lives in order," he says. "Encourage one another. Live in harmony and peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you." A God of love and peace, a God who lives for others, a God who gives and never counts the cost, a God who sends his best, his only son, a God who can never be outdone in generosity, will be with you. On our own, we would never have guessed that God is a Trinity. Three divine persons, but one God. On our own, we would have never figured that out. How blessed we are that God has told us, that God has revealed this to us. And why is it important to know this? Again, because we are made in God's image. If God is relational, communal, so are we. If God is love itself, if God gives and gives and never gives up, then this is a deep insight into how we are made and how we are to live. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. I heard an also in there. Grace, love, communion. This is what we are about. This is the mystery of who we are on Trinity Sunday and always.